Lie number one, I need to have it all together. For much of my life, I felt less than qualified or competent and more like the hot mess express. This was certainly true when I entered graduate school at Columbia University in 2008. First of all, Columbia University? Who did I think I was? My life felt like a disaster, and the staff and faculty would be sure to find out I didn't have it together enough to be a real student. My relationships were unsteady. I felt alone. I felt like no one liked me. I felt like I didn't fit in, like an outsider in groups. But the saddest reality was that I felt like I didn't belong in my own body and presence. I couldn't stand myself. I believed I was fat, ugly, dumb, and incapable of success. My mindset was so mired in lies and limited thinking that owning a business or making an impact in this world never even crossed my mind. I didn't believe that there was a purpose for my life. Why would there be? During this time, I was struggling with an eating disorder that had plagued me for years. I had done a pretty good job of hiding it from everyone in my life. People thought I ate healthy or had food intolerances that kept me from indulging in the things I used to enjoy. One evening in my second semester, though, it became clear I'd no longer be able to hide it. I had just hopped out of the shower in my tiny Upper West Side apartment. I had 10 minutes before my boyfriend arrived, and I was rummaging through my closet in a frenzy trying to find something to wear. I looked in the mirror at my diminishing frame and panicked. I couldn't go out looking like this, looking as fat as I did. Today, of course, I can clearly recognize this as distorted thinking. None of these beliefs about myself and my body were grounded in reality. But at that time, there was no convincing me I was wrong. I truly believed it. I'd think to myself, how could he love me looking like this? When my boyfriend arrived, I was in tears. I told him I couldn't leave. I didn't want anyone to see me. Even greater than my fear of others seeing my fat body, there was a much deeper fear that because I had issues, I was no good to anyone. I was going to school to be a therapist, but my own life was the furthest from together. How will I ever be able to help others if I have something wrong with me? Don't all good therapists have it together? This was my question and something I truly believed. Deep down, I felt I wasn't qualified and never would be because I couldn't get my life together. Luckily, that day, I had the slightest bit of clarity, power, and discernment, which led me to make the right decision. To first confess to my boyfriend everything that was happening, and then to go and get the help that I needed. By leaning into my own weakness, claiming it, and agreeing to face it head on, I opened up a small space for healing and for the possibility of actually achieving my dreams. My entire life, I was a people pleaser. I did everything I could to make others like me, keeping them as friends and make them proud. What held me back from getting help was my fear of disappointing others, whether my parents, my friends, or my professors. Can you relate to this? Do you hide the fact that you don't have it all together because you don't want to let people down, or do you fear that others will view you as weak? Or perhaps you feel like you shouldn't be struggling with anything. I wrestled with this one too. I was abundantly blessed with the happiest of childhoods. I would say to myself, I've had a good life on paper. How can I possibly be unhappy? I should be grateful for the things I've been given. But you probably know as well as I do.